Hello, my name is Nicholas Upchurch for Believe, and I'm here on Saturday night. I wasn't going to do an episode tonight. I was going to write things down and save them for an episode where I have a background and I'm doing like a show, a full show. And I felt terrible today. I really felt terrible. Really, really bad. And this whole project I'm doing to help you to be your best self. And to be honest, it disappoints me when I continue sometimes not to be my best self. And I thought I can talk about all the things that can help us be better that I've had to do myself. But I think I saw it again as a great opportunity. If we want true success is probably being happy and feeling like we are accomplishing what we came here to accomplish. And I feel terrible. I mean, I think sometimes we have people that try to help us. There are so many videos that you could watch or things you could listen to that are good. And sometimes we just want somebody who can understand our pain, understand how bad we feel, how angry, how that deep pain. And I have that. I'm not going to hide it. I've done a lot of good things, but I've felt so bad, pushed a lot of people away, been very angry, and I'm getting better over time. But it hasn't been a straight improvement like that. Sometimes we just have really tough days. And what I can do for you right now is to understand your pain and to be real. To be real. Because I think one of the big issues in the world and something that we can all do a better job of, it was hard to do this. If you're doing a show, and I'm just starting this, you're doing a show and you do have a lot of great attributes. I mean, all of us do, but I know I can help a lot of people. But you want to be your best self. You don't want to be angry. You don't want to be somebody that's not your best self, especially when you're helping other people deal with their tough things. You know, sometimes you want to be that person that has it all figured out so that you can help everybody figure it out too. The problem is, and I know myself, I've watched many things and they tell us exactly what to do. And those videos and those techniques will help, but I just don't do it because I think it's some of it too in the world is about understanding the pain, understanding the deep darkness. And I mean deep, and you know, it goes even deeper than what I'm dealing with. If you really know what's going on in the world, and, you know, there are things that we would think that are unthinkable going on. And far worse than maybe what you and I have fallen into at our worst. And we're talking about forgiving ourselves, all of us, for those things. Forgiving ourselves and others. Understanding the pain and what would cause this is probably the only way to actually harmonize it. And we can lock people up and we can hate others and bang our heads into a wall, because literally that's what it's like doing. It's like banging our heads into a wall, just continually getting mad at the same thing. And I've done it. but I don't know that that's going to help. So I think step one in dealing with immense darkness and pain is to acknowledge that it exists and it can exist in any of us. Sometimes really great people can have really tough things happen in the same day and have terrible feelings. And, you know, I always give the example, I have a few times already, of Steve Jobs. And he used to yell uncontrollably. And then he went to India. And, you know, there were some things that I think he, from what I understand, he realized. But he, I believe he identified that it was an issue. I know I have for myself. That's the reason, the gift, and it is a gift. You know, without the winter, would we know what summer feels like? I don't know that we would. That's probably, it could be why the winter exists. So we can thank that darkness for its service. You can hear the wind probably. It's just a storm. I woke up at 9:40 a.m., which is actually a little early for me. I'm a night owl. And it was a crazy storm and I was tired today and it wasn't my worst day, but I just was not interacting well with people and just had that wretched feeling start to develop. And I'm sitting here on my couch, or actually on the floor. Sometimes I like to sit on the floor, right? And I'm thinking, how many other people on Saturday night, a lot of people are having a good time, I think, but how many other people are having a really tough time? Maybe it's not Saturday night, maybe it's Monday night. How many other people are just, even people that do great things during the week are having a horrible time and feel just terrible? There's a great person that I know who's very smart, a therapist. And they would tell me that they would help people all day and they were the nicest person, but they had homicidal thoughts and thoughts of suicide during the day and nobody would know. And they would go home and I don't know if that's living. And you know what? Maybe not all of us have that degree of darkness. And I mean, this was a person that was a female and the nicest person. You would never be able to know what was going on in their life. And if you think about the world, even the what we think are the richest countries, the best countries, that all of us are susceptible to hypocrisy or I would say not getting a full, having honesty about everything going on. And we can be proud of ourselves and happy with ourselves, but ignoring the reality of humanity, I don't know if that's going to work out for us in the long run. Definitely not working out for me. It hasn't. And it's good because it inspired me to do this. And if you think about humanity over time, those bad things, you know, it seems like eventually we learn from them and things may change over time. Everything is not perfect, but, you know, it's gradually getting better. But we don't have to go to war and kill each other and hate each other in order to spark that change. And that's why I'm making this video, because I have felt like I wanted to, you know, people should be on time. I mean, I could name the things that bother me, that make me crazy. They seem like small things. I think telling the truth is important, being on time. But so first step, we would identify that this darkness, immense pain and darkness can be in all of us and definitely can exist in the world. And in many cases it does, even in the best parts of the world, with the best people, even the people that have the most money, or sometimes help a lot of people. What kind of person would I be talking about? I like honesty and the truth. to not share the truth with you about how hurt I've felt. And I really have been really angry with others. I mean, I don't know that that's truly honest. And everybody has degrees of that. And there are some people that have, it gets a lot worse. You know, it gets to where they fall into really, really dark places, right? Maybe they were born into that. Maybe their family, maybe that's what they learned is correct. I know that it's my responsibility now, but all of our families are great teachers, right? That's a positive way to put it. But I mean, there's things that we learn that our parents sometimes realize aren't the best way that they learned and how to react to people and deal with things. And I think I don't have any kids right now, but I would guess what we teach our kids is so important because that's how they react. That's how our brains have developed patterns. And I think a lot of times right now, especially with men, and even with women, the idea is that you shouldn't be nice, you're going to get screwed over. And I think that is a problem. And I think even in the most honest countries, what we think are the most honest places to live and be, that there are issues with honesty that I have to love and embrace, because hating it is not going to do anything. And all of us can improve. It's all of our issue. We have personal struggles, and not all of us have committed crimes, or not all of us would do certain terrible things we think are terrible, but we are all involved. We are all involved in the government, in every part of it, forgiving them and forgiving ourselves and trying to harmonize with the situation that exists. So I think step one is admitting it's out there for all of us, and it can be out there in the world. And really, you know, a lot of us don't realize how important this is. Some people might not even understand why this video might be important, but it's important, I think, because it's real. It's real. And the reason a lot of times men especially are scared to even talk about these things, and they're scared to talk about things they can't see, is because they basically are afraid to deal with the truth of themselves and what's going on. They don't want to confront it. And it's not just men. So step two is confronting it, or I would say acknowledging it and embracing it. Embracing it can be tough. I was not having a good time embracing it today. Not having a good time. I was sitting here feeling literally like crap. I mean, like a wretched feeling, you know, like a rotten feeling that is the kind of feeling you pass on to others. Some people don't. And I didn't as much today, thank God, but a little bit. Now, you know, as we progress, you might find that as you open up, become more aware, it's a journey we're all on. But as you progress and hopefully become more in harmony, those rotten times might be less. And so, whereas somebody might have gone out and gotten fist fights before, now they just yell at people, right? And then maybe they yell less. And then when they, now even the smallest thing, they might get a little mad and it bothers them. You know, that's kind of where I'm at. Thank God I never went through the extraordinary fist fight phase. But, you know, now, and the part of it then is sometimes we can feel guilty about not being our best selves. Here I am trying to help the world, directing my life in this direction. And I'm thinking, man, you know, what's going on with me? Why, you know, I'm actually not doing what I need to do to fix it. And I know what to do and I can help other people do it. I did a little bit. I'm better actually right now than I was a couple hours ago. I just laid down and let it work itself out, acknowledged where the feelings were, and actually took a nap. But at first, let the attention go to where the tension is. Let the attention go to the tension and let it flow free. And so that was my confronting or embracing it, step two. The darkness, embracing it at that time. But still, I woke up from that. And this might be the case in life. You do something, you feel a little bit better, not quite there. Some people, all of this is not a problem for them. For me, it's been a big issue. It's a big gift. You know why it's a gift? Because it's out there in the world. It is out there in the world in a major, major way. There are major issues going on that I think we all would agree we could be in better harmony. And so how do we address that? So I think we have to acknowledge it. And for me, it's been, I have to pay attention to it. If I ignored it, I could blame it on everybody else, or I could think, the moons are not aligned. There's a satanic energy, mind control, which who knows if there is or not. I can't see it. I would say there's something to energy and there's something to other beings. But you know what? I've actually made myself feel really balanced and I have control over it, and so can you. So then you get to the point where it's me. It's me. And sometimes we don't want to. We actually have a portion of our brain called the lizard brain. And it prevents us from changing because, you know, there's some reason for that. A neuroscientist actually wrote about this in her book. It's called Heal Yourself, Dr. Lisa. Now, she's a doctor of some sort, but, you know, more than just her, there have been other authors that have written about that, obviously. But we can have apparently 20,000 versions of our mind, right? So if we're going to embrace it, it could be a process. Obviously, I can't say right now, hey, everybody, who knows how many people are going to see this video, right? Hopefully a lot, if it really helps you. And it's not going to come from me saying how important it is. It's going to come from you saying how important it is. If we don't like the way the world is and how people lie, and we can teach our children what I was talking about earlier, to be tough because the world is an evil place. We can do that. Or we could figure out why the world is an evil place. And we could address that and actually love it. And the easiest thing is to say, well, everybody should be like me, and then the world wouldn't be evil. And that's not going to work out so well. You know? So I think, but teaching our children to care when other people are in pain to the greatest degree we can, but that it will benefit you when you help somebody else who's in pain. And that it's not a weakness, it's a strength. And it doesn't mean you have to get screwed over to do that. And there are levels to that. There are levels of what we can do. But how important is that? Right now, the importance is on making money. I think it develops society to a point. I think we need to work on releasing other technologies that we probably already have that would lessen the need for money. Free energy and replicators. Those are two right off the top of my head. And then I think there are other technologies that could end disease. And I think we need to show people that are in power and that have a lot of money that they will not lose anything by opening these things up, and that right now there's a sort of like the parents are afraid what will happen if the children get empowered in a way. And to a point, I'd say the good people in charge, I mean, there could be a little bit of a point to that. They could have a point. People have done some wild things, right? But also there could be an aspect of, you know, sort of maybe another plan with control and things like that, that I don't know. I don't know that that's necessary. And they may have learned it from their family or some other forces that that's the best way. And that there could be an agenda to take us on a path towards that we don't have to go down. There could be other alternatives. And there are. Towards giving everybody freedom and then addressing protocols to help people and showing that it's in everybody's best interest. But part of helping people is acknowledging this darkness and this craziness that we experience right now and harmonizing it and the depth of the pain. I mean, it is to the point where people can be really, really crazy and feel crazy, even if it's not in public. When they're talking to their spouse or their family, a lot of times that's where it happens. Or people they're close to, and they hide it from everybody else. And I'm just saying that it is there, and I have felt it. The depths of the craziness and the pain and the rage and the loneliness and the anger and the, I mean, wretched feelings, wretched. And if you want to know what creates all of this stuff going on in the world, it's the fact that we don't make that, in my opinion, a priority to deal with this. In my opinion, it should be the biggest priority. Because if we love this as a, I need your help. I'm sitting here to help you. I want to live to help you. With this show, believe.love is our website. And part of real love, and I think all of us would understand, is helping people at the tough times. Not just at the great times. Everybody's great when they're at their best, but what's going on when they're at their worst, right? And so I need help just like everybody else. It's a group effort. And this helps me if I can help you, just one person. Just maybe it's you watching this on YouTube, Believe Loves You, or Facebook, Believe Loves You, Twitter, Believe Loves You, or you're on our website, believe.love, or you're on iTunes with the podcast. One person, maybe it's you, maybe it is you. You're the one person that's thinking, you know what? I need to do something about this, either with myself or with others that have a horrible time. Listen, if we're in harmony, if you're in harmony, I am proud of you. And I've been there too for weeks at a time sometimes with that never a wretched feeling. And in fact, my wretched feelings are getting less and less. You know, it's kind of been like this for me, a pattern that's kind of wavy going in the right direction. But I would say to look down on the people that are not, I think that, you know, and there's only so much we can take. I understand that because there's only so much I can take. We all have limitations of what we can actually handle. I don't know that I could be an ER doctor. I could if my life depended on it, but they have to literally, you know, there's a lot of stuff they have to deal with that takes a certain kind of person that can deal with that. An emergency room doctor, right? So there's certain things we can deal with. But if step one is to kind of admit that this exists. Step two is to embrace and confront it. Once we do that, which I'm going to tell you, I told you a little bit how I did earlier, and I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do now. But step three is to, once we're in harmony, how do we open that up to others? And really, really understand their pain. Because just to tell somebody how to get into harmony, how to be happy and be balanced so that you can be your best self, that's one thing. But if you don't understand somebody's pain, they're going to tune you out. And I mean really, really caring about that pain. Really caring. That's the number one thing somebody could do for me that would literally mean the world. And no matter where you are, what you've done, there is good in your heart. And we can forgive ourselves and others. I mean, I've heard of, you know, somebody's mother, their child got shot. I think it was in South Carolina or North Carolina within the past couple of years. And the mother forgave the person that did it, you know, publicly. It was a shooting. It was in the news. And, you know, I think it was a big news story. I don't remember what the exact story was, but, you know, that's major. And for me, there were doctors that I think could have saved my brother's life when I was little, and my brother died. And it was one of the toughest things in my life. It shaped my entire life with anger and everything. And I could say right now, you know, I forgive you. I forgive you, the specific doctors and the hospital and God, really. At that time, I thought of God as a guy in the sky who points down and strikes people down. And, you know, I have a little bit of a different thought process on that now. But so once we're in harmony, how can we step three? And once, you know, confronting it, embracing it, and putting ourselves into harmony, if that's step two, which we'll get into because that's what I need to do. Step three is, okay, well then how are we going to acknowledge it worldwide and spread this harmony? And I would say through understanding. Understanding is love. Understanding. Making that a major priority. A major priority. The highest priority. Above making money. Above making money. Above anything to do with ourselves. That would be what would change the world. You know, ending poverty. I think releasing certain technologies would do it as well in terms of poverty and ending poverty and ending with free energy. That would help to end poverty as well. Ending disease. Okay, but if everybody's crazy, and maybe that's part of the argument towards why that's not happened, there also could be policies and groups and secret societies that think that, you know, people there needs to be less of a population, and that, you know, actually they believe that to be fully aware, you have to look at both the really positive and really negative and go to both. Right. Well, I think you can choose to be positive. I think that actually the negative is there in a way to help us see the positive, but you don't have to do that. You don't have to. And that you can choose to be in harmony, and it feels better. And if we're in the negative, forgiving those people is the only way out. And if they, you know, if they want to be forgiven and they want to make a change, I think we need to listen to that. If it's for real. Because I would hope that you would forgive me. I haven't been that bad. I haven't been, you know, started any wars or done anything that bad. But it doesn't matter because that darkness is everywhere. We're all a part of it. Just being in denial about it is sort of not, I don't think, really a valid thing. Especially if you call yourself a smart person. If you call yourself a smart person, then you can't ignore it. Because that's not smart, right? So understanding what may be going on in the world, and as tough as it may be to look at, the craziest ideas out there, if it is true, it's something that, you know, we're not going to just preach to people and they're suddenly going to change. And if they don't, we're going to think they're dumb and stupid and everything else. Because I've done that. I've felt that way. I'm going to be honest with you. I mean, it's kind of like people don't want to be lied to, but I mean, I hate to say it, but, you know, people don't want to be lied to, but then they lie themselves. And it's like, how can I be happy with that? But that's just where everybody's at. And I certainly am not perfect myself. But understanding that this darkness exists and getting into harmony ourselves, that's step one and two. And then step three is to understand the pain of others. It's not just about it. So if I support Donald Trump and I see people throwing bottles through windows in the name of the phrase love Trump's hate, and they're protesting, I could say those people, oh, I don't like that. Those are stupid people. Why are they doing that? Or I could say, well, you know what? They have their perspective. They have real pain. They're angry. And this is what they really feel is a problem. And, you know, maybe I don't think they see the whole picture in terms of, you know, somebody saying a phrase versus, you know, we've 500,000 children the United States killed in the 90s. The Secretary of State, Madeleine Albright, said that on 60 Minutes. We can look it up. I mean, is what's worse? I don't know. I mean, I think that's a lot tougher to deal with, really, versus somebody saying something. But, you know, I understand, though, that they don't like that idea of strong, bad speech that feels hateful, right? And that they also are being told that it's hateful over and over and over and over and over again. And they may not realize why that might be. It might be a good point, and there also might be more to that. There might not be, but I happen to think there is, and there seems to be, you know, there are reasons why that there could be more to what's going on in the media. And it could be because of protecting certain corporate interests that Donald Trump didn't take donations from, right? Maybe not, but there seems to be possible. But these people might not know that or care. They might just not like him. And so they're, you know, so do I get anything out of thinking they're stupid? I mean, no, I don't. We all are going to sit there and think, well, I wouldn't do it that way. But what am I going to get out of that? So same thing with the Middle East, the same thing with every single issue. Understand the pain of others. I think we're afraid to do that because we think we're going to lose. We think that we're not the strongest if we do that, that we're somehow weaker if we do that. And the reason why people like Donald Trump can't admit they're wrong or don't admit they're wrong, or even Bush, that I think, didn't want to say Iraq was a mistake for a long time is because you don't get a lot of benefit from admitting you're wrong publicly. You get hammered by people. Everybody is perfect. And then we like to point a finger at somebody who admits they're wrong. But we're all imperfect ourselves. So me recording this video is to just say, I'm just like everybody else. Just to get it out there. I am on a journey myself. And I am trying to be more in harmony so I can just live and be happy. And I hope to help you do that. But if we look at all these things, step three, how to spread it to others. Harmony. Getting in harmony ourselves is hard enough. But I would say, you know, being honest with others and finding ways to not make it a weakness and showing others how much it can benefit them to help others be in harmony and understanding their pain as much as we can. I mean, when you understand something, I don't know if you've ever done this, but when you are feeling terrible, really put your attention on that spot in your body where you feel terrible. And then literally let it sort of dissolve. It, you know, when you understand where it's feeling crazy and where that actually is or what it looks like. I mean, I'm doing it right now. I'm shutting my eyes. If you're listening to this on iTunes, you can't see it, but you know, you put your attention there. And when you really try to understand it and let it open up, you can feel it dissolves, right? And you've done this in your life. You already have. At some point, you needed something and somebody was not seeing eye to eye and you had to talk to them, understand what was going on. And then when you understood what was going on with them, they weren't as big of a problem as you thought they were going to be. And maybe your issues, you know, it dissolved. So hating the issue is not going to dissolve that issue. So there are people that are very spiritual and in harmony, and they could think, well, I don't want to deal with I don't want to deal with everything else. And trust me, I understand. It's tough for me to deal with a lot of things sometimes. Getting better. I'm doing this to even get more integrated with everything, with everybody, right? So I could understand wanting to box ourselves in, but it's still there. And it's all of our responsibility to deal with this. We don't have to, but it's not going to disappear. And it's in us. It's no matter how in harmony you are. And, you know, we all have things to deal with here in this world, right? And we can make it better. But it's going to take everybody, because otherwise, I mean, I got a phone call. Somebody just randomly is like yelling. And it's like, I actually dealt with that pretty well. But I mean, it was like, what in the world is going on? So I could feel in harmony all I want. And then I'm dealing with that. And it's like, what just happened here? Why? And I could ignore it and think, oh, it's that person's problem. Yeah, well, that I don't know. I mean, then I could go somewhere else. Now, what if it's your family member yelling at you? Can you just tell them, oh, that's their problem. I'm not going to care about them. I'm not going to care about their pain. And I know, listen, sometimes there's only so much we can do sometimes. I know firsthand what that's like. And, you know, we have to do the best we can. But eventually it's like, it's not going to disappear. So just being spiritual and in harmony yourself and then letting everything else be crazy, I don't know if that's a good solution. So you have to understand the dynamics of how you actually have to make change and actually get in a position to do that. And it might not be a pretty scenario to get in the position of power, winning the presidency. You might have to do things that aren't, you know what I mean? And everybody actually knows that no matter what side they're on in politics, because both sides have, there's always things people bring up that are bad about the candidates. So, but, you know, real change is bigger than the candidates. And to be able to see that big picture. And then if we want love, well, what would allow that to happen? It would mean that everybody would have to vote for somebody who is loving. But we had the candidate Ron Paul in 2008, who got second in Iowa and second in New Hampshire for the Republican Party to Mitt Romney. And in South Carolina, in the debate, he said we should utilize the golden rule, and he was booed by everybody, all, you know, the whole crowd. And I mean, and so he got 5% of the vote in South Carolina, which was the third state to vote for the Republican nominee for president of the United States, right? So he said we should utilize the golden rule, which is do unto others as you want them to do unto you. In terms of war and everything else, he got booed. So you tell me what would work to get elected, right? And you could say, oh, I don't like any of that. That doesn't concern me. Well, if you've ever felt like crap, it does concern you. It does concern you, because what are people voting for? Where is our collective consciousness mindset at? And we can talk about spreading harmony, and we can, there's only, in a way we could say there's only so much we could do. But you could say, I can be happy and loving to everybody and everything else. Well, you can do that. And I listen, if I did that, it would be great. But I think part of why I have this pain is to talk to you about it, because there, the majority of people in this world feel real pain and have felt crazy at times, or they're afraid to deal with the reality of how they feel. And they don't even know, we don't even know what we're doing or why. We don't know why we're so angry, why we're so serious, why we're so worried about money, why we're so hateful or just all about ourselves. We're not even thinking about that, especially men, because, you know, we're all about getting ahead for ourselves and our families, and that's it. We're not even thinking about the world or anything like that. So if you want everybody to feel better, then these issues are important. And I'm happy, if I could say I'm happy to have felt this pain, because I know right now the majority of people have felt like this at some time. Even how many people have scandals and all kinds of things where they are not their best selves, and we look up to them, we think they're perfect, and they're not perfect. Well, okay, those are the best people, right? So how's everybody else feeling? Probably pretty bad at times, not all the time. So how do we harmonize this? It's a process. But understanding that it exists in others and caring about it and helping them to feel in harmony, even if they're feeling horrible. And listen, especially when it's our family, it's very tough, because people can really be tough to deal with. And there's only so much we can do. The first thing is just not to react. That's a win for a lot of us, just to not react. And yeah, to be good ourselves, right? That is better than getting involved in it. And I've done both, and I've helped, right? I've done all three: helped, not reacted, and reacted the same way I got the feelings to me, what my perception was. You know, I perceived negativity and I gave it back. What feels the best? Probably helping, but that can be tough. It takes a lot of inner peace to do that. A lot of comfort within ourselves and dealing with the demons inside of us. Hopefully not literally, but maybe literally, and saying, you know what? I love you. Thank you for your service to show me that there are crazy things in this world and that to show me what the light is. And how are you doing, demon? I want to help you. I want to love you, demon. I want to love you. Why are you a demon? Maybe that demon's, you know, yeah, if it's going to kill you, you don't have to stand around and get killed by it, right? But I think Jesus said, love your enemies, right? Is that what Jesus said? That's my understanding. And he's not the only one. And I could do a heck of a lot better job of that. And I have done a better job and an even better job. And recording this for you is the most important thing I could do. Because I know this pain exists. I know this hurt and anger exists. And it is a part of the world right now. And it doesn't always have to be. It doesn't always have to be. You don't always have to be in touch with the negative. You know, it's not about saying everything's perfect and that's a hippie mentality. It actually is about understanding the pain, and when you understand it, it might become light or dissolve. I would say dissolve, like we talked about. When you talk to somebody, you guys have an understanding, that animosity dissolves, right? So it's never going to dissolve if we don't admit it's there. And I'm telling you right now, there are very, very, very bad things going on in the world. The worst things you can think of. Okay? So how do we deal with that? And people can say, lock them up, kill them, da-da-da. And listen, if it happens to your family member, I mean, it's tough not to have that reaction. Just like me and this pain today, just dealing with little things. You know, it's tough. I felt so terrible. Like, I want to follow my own advice, and me talking to you and hopefully helping just you, just that one person that sees this, that would mean so much to me. That's actually me helping myself as well. I'd be honored to help you with this, because anybody can sit and tell you how to make more money, be healthy, da da da. But I want to help you with the pain that makes the world a very tough place to live in sometimes. The things we can't control, the crazy things, we can control that. We can't control everything. Control is the wrong word. We can love it so things become in harmony more. It might not be the way everybody thinks it should go. And there might be multiple layers of imperfection. You know, Democrats, if we're talking about politics, they think that Democrats are more loving, and maybe they have been in the past, but it's not so simple. It's not so simple. If it was so simple, everybody would be on the same page, right? And everybody's not. And that's just the United States. Other countries can be even a bigger mess. I don't know, though. United States, we're doing a pretty good job. We're trying to, but we're getting better. But things have been a mess sometimes, right? That's okay. That's okay. But don't pretend it doesn't exist. And don't pretend that you can't do anything about it. And that's just the way it is. That's not just the way it is. And all the people clutching onto control, yeah, you could yank it out of their hands, or you could, you know, really explain, you know, there's better ways. And sometimes things can't happen. Sometimes that, you know, people, it's not going to change overnight. You know, the criminal justice system. When I'm saying don't lock people up, well, if you have things involving children and crimes and all these things, I mean, right now the protocol is what it is. But we can move it towards love, but you're not going to do that by hating your way to it. And there, so how are you going to do that? Well, practically speaking, literally voting for people where you actually know who's paying for their campaign and what the real story is. And even if they have the best motives, what are they going to be forced to do by other people who are paying and paying for everything and in charge? And that's what's going on in the world right now. Who's paying for things, right? It just is what it is. Doesn't matter what party you're in. But if we had candidates that did not get booed for the golden rule and they won, then the world might change, because that could filter down through in education and everything else. But it might not be so easy for them to win right away. There may be steps to that. There may be tough people that have to win and they move towards it. But all of that's just politics, but that affects a lot of things. That affects all of our lives. Education affects all of our lives. What we learn, the money system, the technologies that are allowed to be released that the government may know about. All of these things have to do with who's in power. And to just say, I'm going to be in harmony, I don't care about anything else, I don't know that that's the best solution. And to also say that people that are in power are evil, that's not the solution either. They're just in power. That they're in a system. A lot of them probably want the system to be different. And so how can we move towards that? But people are reacting to fear and anger and voting on that. And there are ways that we can gradually move towards people actually voting for other motives. And what appears to be loving might not be necessarily the most loving, because people that win and they are loving have to deal with the powers that be. And so you might have people that want to reform the powers that be that need to be a little stronger. So it can be complicated. But that's just one area. And how do you make a change? Spread this video. And it's not perfect. It's on an iPhone and I'm in on a couch, you know, just like regular video, chilling, trying to feel better by helping people. If me putting into action step two, and I can tell you, step three is this, helping others be harmonized, hopefully, right? As opposed to just feeling like crap, continuing to be in a terrible mood and doing the opposite, spreading things that aren't good. This is what I want to do. And step two, I'm going to do this, and you're going to see in other shows, you're motivating me to do step two. Step two is put myself in harmony. There's a meditation, a Kundalini yoga, that's K-U-N-D-A. L-I-N-I yoga. You can search for it on YouTube, Kundalini yoga. There's a meditation called the Shodarshan Kriya. And I think that's S-H-O-D-A-R-S-H-A-N. And then the last word is Kriya, K-R-I-Y-A. And I think I spelled that correctly. Google autocorrect will correct it. Shodarshan Kriya, and there's a PDF on it that you can find. But I'm going to do that after this video. And in the future, you're going to see me at my best, my most harmonized. But again, I've felt that pain, the wretched pain, the pain that makes people go and do thank God I haven't. You know, but I mean, people have get to a point where they can't take it anymore, or they don't even know how to deal with what's going on. And if you think that's rare in the world, worldwide, you know, it's maybe less common, but it's going on, and it affects the top levels of the world right now. And those people that think they're doing the right thing at the top, and that maybe know they aren't, and they're trapped because their company needs to make money, they are working in a big military industrial complex, you know, company where they're trying to keep people safe, but we're wrapped up in spending all this money, and it's, you know, it's a whole thing going on in the world. Well, they need love too. They need love the most. So once we're in harmony, we need to love those people at the top. We need to love all of them and help them, forgive them, no matter what they're doing. And it's going to be tough, because there's some really tough things going on. To be honest with you, none of us have gone to jail for the 500,000 children that our tax dollars went to, unfortunately, killing in Iraq in the 90s, right? We just forgive ourselves. We think we didn't do it. Well, the military did do it, and we fund the military. So none of us are that perfect, right? No matter what the reasoning is, I would say we would all agree that that's bad. No matter what the justification is, in our world, that is bad. Nobody likes to see that. So, but there are people with good intentions that do think it's worth it, or maybe they even think that for some reason it's good. I don't know. But we need to love the people at the top and forgive them and show them that there are other alternatives that don't have to be so, that don't have to be so bad, where they will actually feel better. And the technology is inside of ourselves. It's not in a microchip. Technology is in ourselves. It's not going to be in a virtual reality that's going to allow us to reach a higher level as a group. So it's going to be as a group. So you can't just say, screw these people. They don't believe what I believe, and they're maniacs. It's not going to work that way. Everybody's tied in together. And trust me, it's tough for me. But that's the reason I'm doing this show, to try to get better myself and help others in a major way. I mean, I want to really change your life. And you change my life. You change my life by spreading this message and whatever you think about it yourself. Your thoughts are important about any topic I'm saying here. When you spread this to your friends or family or other people and say, here's why this is important. So I've given us three things to work on. I'm going to do a meditation. I'm really going to do it. And in the future, you're going to be able to tell when somebody's in balance. You can actually see their energy. I can tell you right now, my head is it's the third eye area. You know, there are organs associated with the chakras, right? That's a little bit out of balance. I feel it. I could see it on somebody else. My crown is a little bit, you know, my first chakra, which is down in your below your midsection. You know, it's a little bit out of balance. I mean, we can balance these things out and balance the hemispheres of our brain. And to be honest with you, forgiveness, compassion, loving others, and really having serious discussions of the craziness going on in the world and balancing ourselves and what to do when you encounter that in a good way. If we taught that, we were taught that since we were five, imagine how the world would be different. Just imagine. I mean, that should be the focus of education. We're not here to make money. Money is something we invented as humans. There may be other planets where money doesn't even exist and they get along just fine. We need it to trade and everything else, but this is not, we're not the end all be all. I hate to break it to everybody. And I mean, I'm certainly a lot more out there than me. There's 2 trillion galaxies. I went over on another episode that NASA just came out with 10 times what they thought there were 200 billion before. And in every galaxy, 1 billion to 8.8 billion potentially planets like Earth. Okay, so there just is a lot more than us. So we've invented money. You're not just here to make money and die. So we can actually do whatever we want. And we have to love this darkness and figure out how to integrate it back and come to terms with it. So we get the people back in over time that were falling into that. And to be honest with you, we're all, you know, we have maniac tendencies sometimes where we think we want to be successful. It's all about us. I want freedom. I want to travel. That's great. Do all that and then figure out what are you going to do then? As I've done it. I've done it. And, you know, so then what? Then you come to this, what I'm talking about. And so bringing those people back into the fold, just like if you had a family member that committed a crime, and how do you bring them back into the fold? I mean, understanding and getting on the same page so they can be brought back in and harmonized as well and forgiven, and you forgive yourself. Then we can go in harmony more, and we're going to encounter other beings that may be completely crazy trying to kill us. Okay, so then, you know, we can make it maybe have technology so that they can't, right? But we don't have to like blow them up, right? I mean, we might have to at some points because we only have certain technology and we can't just stop everything. But okay, so then we can still evolve to that point. We don't have to fight fire with fire. And I'm saying it to myself when I say that. Because we are raised to do that. That is strength. That is what people look at as strength. I think true strength is admitting some of your weaknesses and helping people with theirs. And in whatever way you can, because it can be tough. I know firsthand. So I hope I've helped you. My name's Nicholas Upchurch. I'm going to meditate now. You're going to see the differences in future shows. And I really want you to pay attention. And also, I want you to do whatever puts you in harmony. It may be Qigong, spelled Q-I-G-O-N-G. It may be yoga. It may be helping your mother. It may be helping your father, your loved ones. It may be helping yourself, feeling love. But I want you to know you are not alone. And you can put this on repeat. You are not alone. I am here, I exist, and I understand the deepest depths of your pain. The deepest depths where you hate everything and you don't care if what happens to anything else and you feel like crap and you don't even know why. I understand that pain. You can do something about it, but the first thing is the understanding. Doesn't matter about doing anything else about it. I understand that you feel so terrible and hurt, and you hate the world and everything. It feels bad sometimes, and you're disappointed in yourself and others. I understand that. So let's move forward and try to go through that and the next steps, and to bring everybody into the fold, everybody. And you can help me do that too. I want to trust more. I want to trust people more. And I want to think better about people so I can be happier when they do what they say they're going to do, because it can be tough. That's not a common thing necessarily. And there are challenges I've faced, right? And I appreciate so much if this has helped you, and I really want to change your life. And all you have to do to help me is share this with your friends. Believe.love is the website. And thank you so much. I'm Nicholas Upchurch. I hope that you really, really continue to feel better and pass that on to others, even at their darkest, darkest moments, to understand the depths of their pain. And then they might be more likely to listen to you if you can relate to them and really, really relate and go through their scenario of what could happen and yours as well. Right? So if you have the government is secretly involved with some beings that are dark, right? And that's what, let's just say that's what's going on. Okay, we'll go through that scenario and then go through another scenario and go through both and the possibilities. But you got to get to the core of what's going on. You can't be afraid of the core. You can't just say it's crazy because there are definitely things going on with all of us and the world. And go to the core and then let's understand the depth of the pain. And let's see what we can do at that point to harmonize things so we can feel better, all of us. And then there might be things that we can't control that don't want to feel better. And then how do we deal with that? And I look forward to your feedback about that. Sometimes I'm not in a mood where I can be reached. And that's when I need the most help. I just don't want anybody to help me. And I feel wretched and I make it impossible for people to help me. Okay, so what do, and you know what? That's not just with me. That can be worldwide. You might have felt the same way. So what do we do then? How do we reach the people? What do we do? But these are the things that we can all do. And thank you so much for listening. I hope this helps. I hope it changes the world, but it's going to change the world because you think it's important. Not because of me. I'm just one guy on a couch. So if you think this is important, spread the news as to why, what it brought to your mind, what's important to you, how things may have helped you, what you do to help yourself. You do your own videos and, you know, you become inspired. And I really, really, really am so excited if this helped you because that will make my night worth it. My night will be a better night knowing I helped one person. So I hope this helps you have true success. Thank you for watching and listening to Believe. I'm Nicholas Upchurch. And have a great day or night wherever you are in the world. Take care.